Hey, good morning to you, Andrew Webster. Mate, I'm back in the set. You've gone, but you're now back on the air and going to tell us that Todd Greenberg has returned early from his holidays because of all the Dylan Napa dramas.
Yeah, absolutely. Good morning, boys. Gee, you've upgraded your partner there, Burke.
Don't know about that, mate.
Well,
don't know about that.
Debate.
You've gone from an L player to a P player. Fantastic. Yeah, look, it's we've been putting Todd, when I was on the show earlier in the week, we were talking quite a lot about these unfortunate sex tapes and other tapes, videos and text messages and WhatsApp groups. And I want the world to stop. I want rugby league to stop because it's all been out of control a little bit the last 7 or 8 days. So Todd Greenberg has been on holidays, and the NRL have been receiving quite a bit of criticism about the way that they've been handling it all, their inaction on the whole thing. Greenberg's been on holidays. Nick Weeks, his number two, has been on holidays. Peter Beattie, the chairman, has been on holidays traveling around South America. So there's been no one there at the wheel at all since all this has been coming down. But Greenberg, Todd Greenberg, to his credit, is going to come back a week early on Monday and start to deal with some of these issues that's confronting the game. So it's very good of Todd to cut his annual leave while his game's in a little bit of crisis.
Where did he go, Webby? Do we know where he went?
No, I don't know. I'm not that type of journalist.
No, well, if it had been some... Well, you know, I'm just...
I think he's in the Amalfi Coast.
Exactly, probably.
Yeah.
Well, if it had been some low joint, then, you know, if he's coming back a week early, you can say, well...
He's the boss of the NRL. He's not going to a low joint.
You never know. They might be. He might be tight. Airbnbs.
Webby, what's the first question you ask him?
He's on upwards of a mil for a year, so... You know, there has been quite a bit of criticism from the clubs about him not being available to come and deal with this stuff. I think we talked about it during the week. Dylan Napa met with the integrity unit earlier in the week about some of these tapes that are getting a good run on social media and the like. There's a lot of nervous players at the Roosters, I can tell you that, at the moment, wondering where the leaks have come from. Dylan Napa has his suspicions but won't tell anyone. He certainly won't say who videoed some of these illicit tapes that we've been seeing on social media. It's pretty... boys, it's going to be interesting to see what the integrity unit do. There's provisions in their code of conduct that say that any sexually explicit messages posted on social media breach the code of conduct. So it'll be a really tricky one for them when they actually do wade through who sent what where. I think it's definitely the case that there was a WhatsApp group of 25 people that these were sent to 4 or 5 years ago. It happens in every club. They set up these sort of WhatsApp groups so they can keep in contact with each other, laugh at each other. But this sort of oversteps the mark. And they're very naive to think that it wasn't going to get into the public domain.
Yeah.
So, as I said, it'll be. I think the NRL, given the spate of off-field stuff that they've had to deal with this year, I'd be very surprised if a sanction doesn't come down on somebody over what's happened last few days.
Now, Webby, I've got to ask again on this because this sort of stuff has always been around, but it seems like it's different this time. So, these videos have come out, and I'll use the Mitchell Pearce video as an example. That was sold to a commercial network. These seem to be just going straight to social media, or can you correct me if I'm wrong? Were they tried to be sold, or was there some sort of transaction that tried to take place? Then the commercial networks weren't interested, and then they've been released, because it seems like this is sort of just appearing now on social media on various fan pages, whatever you want to call them, and that's how they're getting the traction. Whereas back in the day, you would have had to give these to a particular network who then would have released it, and then that's how it gets out.
Exceptional question. There hasn't been an attempt to sell them whatsoever to any media outlets. The Mitchell Pearce one is around, and it's and before one network picked it up and ended up broadcasting. I think it was Current Fair, to be honest.
So the benefit
Corey
then.
Norman one,
yeah.
The Corey Norman sex tape 2 years ago, not the one that we've seen involving the Cheech. Hasn't he got a good run this week?
The Cheech.
He's become the biggest celebrity in the game. The other one, though, the sex tape that Corey Norman 2 years ago, that one got offered around, but it could never be broadcast. And this is Corey Norman's saving grace in many respects, according to people of the NRL. It couldn't be broadcast because it was so explicit. The Dylan Napa one haven't been given a wider airing on mainstream media because they're so explicit. And for that reason, bizarrely, and this is what the Roosters are blowing up about, even still, and what Mitchell Pearce would be quite miffed about.
Yeah.
Because the Mitchell Pearce tape could be aired because it wasn't sexually explicit as such, and because it got a global coverage because it was so bizarre, the amount of publicity generated by that tape influenced the integrity unit's penalty and suspension for Mitchell Pearce. So as a consequence of giving him a $125,000 fine, some of it suspended, and an eight-match suspension, you know, the NRL have made a bit of a rod for their back. So that's the high watermark that they've set. So, you know, these other ones with Dylan Napa, I would suggest are far more explicit and far more damaging than the ones involving Mitchell Pearce. So, as I said, it'll be interesting to see under their code of conduct what they do to Dylan Napa. The people who the ones that lose out the most are the Bulldogs, who he has never played a minute of football.
Mm. Webby, are there any other nervous players around?
Look, I know, boys, that yesterday Blake Ferguson, he has been the... Look, there's a lot of other of text messages getting around, making all these allegations about what the next video is going to be that's going to drop, and other allegations about other players. And one of them is Blake Ferguson, who usually gets a lot of speculation attached to him throughout his career. He and his manager Sam Ayoub spoke and went and met with Parramatta yesterday,
it's never any good when they initiate the meeting, is it? We might just have a chat.
Well, I think I just wanted to clarify what was raised in these text messages about Blake. And they were satisfied with what Blake had to tell them. I know, I can tell you, boys, that a part of that text message was that Blake and Amos Roberts, former Dragons, former Roosters fullback winger, had been on some sort of a bender. Now, Amos Roberts, who was 10 years older than Blake and finished football, stopped playing in the NRL, in the NRL 10 years ago, he called me to tell me, mate, I've never even met Blake Ferguson. So that gives you an indication of some of the rubbish that's going around in the game at the moment. So, it's a big waste of everyone's time, but, you know, that's the world we live in.
Mate, I've got to ask you about Gareth Widdop. You're saying here he wasn't blindsided. That's all we read in the news the other day about how Dragons fans are shocked, but perhaps not so much.
No, well, the Dragons fans might be, but the Dragons weren't blindsided really at all about him leaving. That's exactly why they got Corey Norman to the club in the first place. They seem to think that Gareth might have gone at the end of 2020, not the end of 2019. But I don't think they've been that surprised that Gareth decided to go. He just has a burning desire to go and play in the English Super League. He went back during the off season and spent some time over there in England with his mates, and he's always talked to Ian Millward, the head of recruitment there at the Dragons, about the idea of going home. So the fact that he goes home early sort of leaves a window open for him to come back at some stage and probably finish his career in the NRL. A bit like how Trent Barrett ended up going to Wigan and then coming back. He played for Cronulla. But if he does come back with it in at least 2020 and 21, he can play for no other club except for the Dragons. So Dragons fans shouldn't despair too much. Okay. I think Corey Norman will have a great year. They've been very impressed, the Dragons, with the way that he's been proactive about these tapes. As such, he got on the front foot and approach management before they even got out and before it was brought to light in the media. And they said, mate, I'm a different bloke to the one you saw in those videos. So I'm expecting, as a Dragons fan, Corey to have a good year.
Gareth Widdop went back to the UK in the off-season and found that he wants to go back. So he missed out on a summer in Australia to go back to a winter over there. I mean, he's got rocks in his head. I'll tell you what.
Just back on the Napa, quickly, Webby.
Oh, let it go, Dave.
No, no, no. I just want to know that this because it's a different world we're living in now, and it's
you've got a synergy with Big Papi.
Now the game's changed, but I just want to know if I get on Facebook today and create an NRL page, my name's not associated with it. I create a logo, whatever you want to do. You send me or someone sends me a tape. Can I put that on Facebook, that tape in full, in explicit version, and not get in any trouble?
I am not entirely sure, but Facebook can't close it down. I'm pretty sure that there's no law that prohibits you from doing it. But if you are the one that's leaked the tape, then you have legal recourse. There's legal recourse for you, for sure.
So,
it's very murky. Everyone's been trying to wrap their head around telecommunications law for the last week. You're talking about the guy from NRL Memes who seems to be taking great notoriety over the chaos he's causing in the game. That said, he's not showing all these explicit videos that are in wide circulation. So, I don't think Facebook can step in and make him close it down. And that's the thing. Because it's not a specific website, it's a Facebook page, it makes it very, very difficult to police. So that's another layer of the issues that are going on at the moment.
Well, either way, it's poor form. Webby, we look forward to you grilling Todd Greenberg when he gets back from holidays. Thanks for the chat, mate.
I'll be getting out the big stick. Good on you, boys.
Thanks, Webby.
Good on you, Webby. Take a quick break. More on Big Sports Breakfast.